When I get hungry, I don't.
Don't have no set time.
You don't?
No.
I will go on a little bit further and let you have a break.
Okay.
I'll allow you to have a break.
Oh.
You're talking about the cornbread now, the hot water bread. My aunt used to make hot water bread, and I think I know what you're talking
about.
Oh, it's
so good.
Maybe I missed this. Do you fry it or bake it?
You bake it.
You bake it. Did you ever fry cornbread?
Yeah.
Would you call it the same thing?
Yeah.
If it's fried? Uh-huh. All right, what is a pone? What's the shape of a pone?
Oh, it's kind of a long shape.
It's the kind that you make between your hands. It's kind of shaped like your hands.
Uh-huh.
All right, what would you call it if it's baked in a round shape?
Oh, a skillet of bread.
All right.
Just a pone of bread.
It could be a pone if it's round in a pan, too.
Uh-huh.
What would a corn dodger be?
Corn dodger. I think that's just an old slang for cornbread, different kinds of cornbread. It's old. I'm going to have some corn dodger.
You ever hear of egg bread?
Yeah, my mother used to make the best egg bread.
How do you make egg bread?
Oh, you sift your meal and you put baking powder, some little soda, and you mix it up with buttermilk. And then you put an egg in it and you put your pan or skillet, whatever you're going to cook it in, with a good bit of shortening in there. And then pour some of that shortening in your cornbread and beat it all up real good. And then Mama always cooked hers in a square pan. And around the corners it'd be so crispy and good.
Mm. Did you ever remember hearing them talk about a kind they cooked in the ashes in a fireplace?
Yeah.
Did they have a name for that? Ash bread? Or did you ever hear that term?
No.
Okay. What about the kind that has little pieces of onion or green pepper mixed up in it, and sometimes you fry it in fish grease?
Now that could be hush puppies.
All right. What about...
Mexican bread.
There's some kind, a kind that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with beans or greens, something that's made out of cornmeal. You put them in cheesecloth and put it down in with the greens or chicken.
Would that be dumplings?
Right. Can you make cornmeal dumplings? Are they usually made out of cornmeal or flour?
They're made out of cornmeal. I think they put a little bit of flour in them. I saw this recipe in this new magazine right here that's got turnip greens and cornmeal dumplings in it.
Really?
Yeah. I was reading it last night.
Lovely.
Well, now,
so people are beginning to get cooking again.
Yeah. I love to cook.
What about a kind of bread made with cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft?
Spoon bread.
All right. It's made with cornmeal?
Uh-huh. I love spoon bread.
It is good. I made it once myself.
Uh-huh. Oh, it doesn't say anything about crackling bread, does it?
I was going to ask you about crackling bread. What is crackling bread?
Well, that's, where you dry out your lard, from the fat. Well, sometimes it has a little lean in it. And you dry these cracklings out real dry. And then you make corn. You always make that in pones, too. And you take your meal and put your little seasoning in it. And then you put these cracklings in that meal. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten a crackling bread?
My mother made it.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I liked it. What's that kind of meat, too, sometimes you used to fry to eat with cornbread, maybe not with crackling bread, but it's fatty, and you cut it kind of thick.
Wouldn't be Joe.
I don't think so.
Ham?
What are the kinds of pork meat that you used to cook with?
Oh, to cook vegetables with?
Well, let's start by saying, to cook vegetables with, you'd cook it with what?
Bacon, or fat, some people call it fat back.
The same thing?
Uh-huh. No, fat back is...